Pedro Rodriguez is a freelance DJ in the Rio Grande Valley. He's known as Flacucho, a slang word for skinny. And for several years, the rhythm of his life has sounded like this.
For me, it's just kind of just bringing people together.
He says March is usually the busiest month for DJs in the Valley, especially at the legendary spring break town of South Padre Island. But this year, things are different. COVID-19 happened.
I was like super disappointed and just kind of like bummed because I rely on, you know, my gigs for like income security and like survival. And so I can't do what I do for a living because of this virus.
I spoke with him over the phone. He's practicing social distancing. Just like his clients, he says all of his gigs have been postponed or just flat out canceled.
You know, my brother's a musician as well. You know, he can't play any gigs because the bars are the venues and the bars are shut down. So there's no outlets for DJs and musicians and also for bartenders and servers to go ahead and work.
Now, he doesn't know when his next paid gig will be.
That's already like my month's rent and my car payment just like down the drain, you know. So that was like one huge like setback for me.
Pedro is one of many in the gig industry who rely on tips and part-time work to make ends meet. This industry is getting decimated by the virus.
We're going to be impacted at a much bigger rate.
Vicente Martinez Jr. lives in Brownsville. He saw an opportunity to step up and try to help his community deal with the virus.
I wanted to take action.
Vicente knew people were being laid off, but he wasn't exactly sure how to start helping people until he stumbled across something surprising on social media.
But I saw someone who's an organizer in Austin actually create a Austin virtual tip jar. So I was thinking about creating something of that nature.
A virtual tip jar. This is how it works. It's an online spreadsheet with many names and employment titles and a link to everyone's Venmo or Cash App accounts. On this list, you'll find waiters, performing artists, retail workers, anyone whose jobs are dependent on tips or hourly work.
So they'll provide that information, and whenever I have a chance, I'll compile that information and add it to their Excel sheet where people can access the information.
You choose who you want to help out and send money directly to them. Vicente manages this list and adds new names throughout the day. The spreadsheet, which now has more than 100 people on the list, then gets shared on social media. And people are able to share whatever amount they want. Someone who has also been impacted by the virus and the tip jar is Alina Jimenez.
So it really stressed me out.
She's a server at Texas Roadhouse in College Station and a student at Texas A&M. Jimenez says her hours were drastically cut as the restaurant began taking only to-go orders.
So I figured that it'd be a lot more beneficial to come home and be with my family during this time. Especially because I do have an elderly grandmother here and I wanted to make sure that she had somebody to take care of her.
She says her mom is struggling too. She had to shut down the salon she owns. Alina says life has been stressful, but a few days ago she finally received a virtual tip.
I almost stopped my steps and like started crying because I was like there's just such good-hearted people out there that are willing to do that for you, especially knowing that, like, you know, we all have our own things going on in our own lives. And for someone to really take the time out of their day and actually, you know, like pay it forward.
She's received about $20 since her name got on the list. But Alina says she's grateful for any amount that comes her way. Pedro, who we heard from earlier, says he hasn't received any money yet. Both of them and others are expected to be getting some help from the government soon. The federal government passed a stimulus bill that would give people across the country who make less than $75,000 a one-time check of $1,200. The check will come in early April. Alina and Pedro, in the meantime, will continue to look out if they receive more tips while they figure out how to pay for their bills. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Mission.